Lady Bird Readers, Scuderia Ferrari, Famous Races. Contents. Chapter 1. Mille Miglia, 1948. The First Victory. Page 6. Chapter 2. Silverstone, 1951. Success in Formula 1. Page 12. Chapter 3. Daytona, 1967. On Top in the USA. Page 16. Chapter 4. Monza, 1975. A Double Victory in Italy. Page 20. Chapter 5. Monaco, 1981. A Victory at Monte Carlo. Page 24. Chapter 6. Imola, 1983. A Victory for Villeneuve. Page 28. Chapter 7. Monza, 1988. Remembering Enzo. Page 32. Chapter 8. Suzuka, 2000. Champions After 21 Years. Page 36. Chapter 9. Suzuka, 2003. Schumacher Makes It 6. Page 42. Chapter 10. Interlagos, 2007. The Success Goes On. Page 46. Activities, page 50. Projects, page 61. Glossary, page 63. Characters. Enzo Ferrari. Jose Froilan Gonzalez. Niki Lauda. Clay Regazzoni. Gilles Villeneuve. Michael Schumacher. Jean Todt. Kimi Räikkönen. Chapter 1. Mille Miglia, 1948. The First Victory. Scuderia Ferrari is one of the great names in motor racing. Perhaps the greatest. The Ferrari name comes from the man who started it all, Enzo Anselmo Ferrari. Enzo Ferrari was born in Modena, Italy, in 1898. He always loved cars, and from the age of 10, he wanted to be a racing driver. Enzo as a young man. Enzo as a boy. In 1920, Enzo began to drive for the Alfa Romeo racing team. But in 1929, he started his own team, called Scuderia Ferrari. At first, Scuderia Ferrari drove Alfa Romeo cars. But in 1939, Enzo started making Ferrari cars too. The first of Scuderia Ferrari's many victories came in the Mille Miglia race. Enzo in an Alfa Romeo car. The Ferrari 125S. The first racing car with the Ferrari name. The Mille Miglia was a road race that started at different places in Italy each year. In 1948, the race was 1,830 kilometers from Brescia to Rome and back. On May 2nd and 3rd, Clemente Biondetti and Giuseppe Navoni drove their Ferrari 166S Coupe to win it in 15 hours, 5 minutes, and 44 seconds. Clemente Biondetti. The winning Ferrari. Chapter 2. Silverstone, 1951. Success in Formula 1. The next great victory for Scuderia Ferrari was in a Formula 1 Grand Prix, the biggest and most exciting car race in the world. It happened on July 14, 1951, at the Grand Prix at Silverstone in the UK. There were 20 cars in the race, and three of them were Ferraris. Juan Manuel Fangio was the favorite to win. The Alfa Romeo driver was the best in the world. He was the winner of 5 Drivers' World Championships. The race began. Fangio was soon in front, but close behind was José Froilán González's Ferrari car. As they got near the end of the race, González was able to pass Fangio, and he won by 50 seconds. Scuderia Ferrari had their first success in Formula One. González in his Ferrari 375. Chapter 3. Daytona 1967. On top in the USA. The 24 hours of Daytona race in the USA is different because 2 drivers in 1 car race for 24 hours. And in 1967, it was an amazing race. The American Ford team really wanted to win. They entered 6 cars and had 200 people to work on them. Scuderia Ferrari only had 3 cars and 25 people. However, Scuderia Ferrari had the amazing 330 P4 cars, and one of them was driven by Lorenzo Bandini and Chris Amon. The Ferrari 330 P4. Bandini and Amon. As the hours passed, the Fords stopped one after the other, but the 3 Ferrari cars drove and drove. After a drive of 4,083 kilometers, Bandini and Amon won. The other 2 Ferrari cars came second and third, so they drove around the racetrack together to celebrate Ferrari's amazing victory. The 24 hours of Daytona racetrack. Ferrari came first, second, and third in the Daytona race. Chapter 4. Monza 1975. A double victory in Italy. The 1975 Italian Grand Prix at Monza was another big race for Scuderia Ferrari. Ferrari hoped to win the Constructors' Championship, and their top driver, Niki Lauda, wanted to win the Drivers' World Championship. It was Scuderia Ferrari's other driver, Clay Regazzoni, who had the fastest start and was in first place for the whole race. Niki Lauda and Clay Regazzoni. Clay Regazzoni leading the race. At lap 40, Lauda had a problem with his car, so he slowed down. Regazzoni had no problems and won easily. Lauda was third, which was enough for him to become world champion. Scuderia Ferrari also won the Constructors' Championship. Regazzoni and Lauda celebrate. Chapter 5. Monaco 1981. A victory at Monte Carlo. At the Monaco Grand Prix, the cars race through the streets of the city of Monte Carlo. This is different from a normal racetrack because the cars sometimes have to slow down and turn more often. Everyone said that the Ferraris couldn't win because they had turbo engines. A turbo engine is very good for driving fast, but not good for turning slowly. The Monaco racetrack. At first, this was right. Gilles Villeneuve, in the first Ferrari, was a long way behind the leading team's drivers, Nelson Piquet and Alan Jones. Then, on lap 53 of 76 laps, Piquet drove off the racetrack. Then, Jones had a problem with his car, and he slowed down. On lap 72, Villeneuve passed Jones and won the race. Everyone was wrong. Villeneuve and Scuderia Ferrari could win at Monaco with a turbo engine. Gilles Villeneuve. Chapter 6. Imola 1983. A victory for Villeneuve. In May 1983, Scuderia Ferrari raced in the San Marino Grand Prix at the Imola racetrack in Italy. Scuderia Ferrari had two new drivers, René Arnoux and Patrick Tambay. Sadly, Gilles Villeneuve, the great Ferrari driver from Canada, wasn't with the team anymore. He died in a terrible racing accident in 1982. René Arnoux in car 28 and Patrick Tambay in car 27. The race was a fight between Tambay and Riccardo Patrese in a Brabham car. With only 5 laps to go, Patrese drove off the racetrack. Tambay won and Arnoux came third. Tambay was from France, but at the end of the race, he waved the Canadian flag to celebrate and remember Gilles Villeneuve. Tambay wins for Villeneuve. Chapter 7. Monza 1988. Remembering Enzo. On August 14, 1988, Enzo Ferrari died in Italy. He was 90 years old. The Italian Grand Prix happened a month later at Monza. The Ferrari fans were all there and wanted to remember and celebrate Enzo. However, Scuderia Ferrari didn't have much hope for the race. At that time, the McLaren team of Alan Prost and Ayrton Senna were winning everything. Enzo Ferrari in 1987. At first, the McLarens were in front. However, in lap 35, Prost's engine suddenly stopped working. Then, with 2 laps to go, Senna's McLaren car hit another car. He was out of the race. The two Ferrari drivers, Gerhard Berger and Michele Alboreto, came first and second. Scuderia Ferrari were lucky that day. The newspapers wrote, "Someone up there loves you, Ferrari." They were thinking about Enzo Ferrari. Ferrari win the race. Racing for Enzo Ferrari. Chapter 8. Suzuka 2000. Champions after 21 years. In 1979, Jody Scheckter won the Drivers' World Championship in a Ferrari. After that, there was a long wait for Ferrari fans. But in 2000, a young German driver, Michael Schumacher, was close to changing that for Scuderia Ferrari. If he won the Japanese Grand Prix at Suzuka, he would be the world champion. Michael Schumacher. The race was amazing. Schumacher started first, but Mika Häkkinen, in a McLaren car, passed him at the first corner. Häkkinen went faster and faster, but Schumacher stayed close behind him. In lap 37, Häkkinen stopped to get new tires. Schumacher drove for another 3 laps before he changed his tires. When Schumacher started again, he was in front, but only by 2 seconds. Schumacher leads after a tire change. When he crossed the finishing line to win, Schumacher cried in his car because he was so excited and happy. Jean Todt, the general manager of Scuderia Ferrari, said, "Next time our fans won't have to wait so long." He was right, because Schumacher won again and again for Scuderia Ferrari. Schumacher and Häkkinen at the end of the race. Michael Schumacher, world champion. Chapter 9, Suzuka 2003. Schumacher makes it 6. Juan Manuel Fangio won 5 Drivers' World Championships between 1951 and 1957. In 2002, Michael Schumacher won it for the 5th time. Could he make it 6 times? The final Grand Prix of 2003 was at Suzuka, Japan. Schumacher needed to finish in 8th place or higher to win the championship. The race at Suzuka, Japan. At first, things didn't go well for Schumacher. After a small accident in lap 6, he was in last place. However, the other Ferrari driver, Rubens Barrichello, had a good race. He won, and so Ferrari won the Constructors' Championship again. At the same time, Schumacher raced back to finish in 8th place. He did it. He was the first driver to win 6 world championships. The Ferrari team celebrate their victory. The winner of 6 world championships celebrates. Chapter 10, Interlagos 2007. The success goes on. When Kimi Räikkönen, driving for Ferrari, started the last race of the year in Brazil, he was in 3rd place in the Drivers' World Championship. He was 7 points behind Lewis Hamilton. To win the championship, Räikkönen needed to win the race, and Hamilton could not finish in the first 6 places. Was it possible? When the race started, Felipe Massa's and Raikkonen's Ferraris raced in front, and Hamilton drove off the racetrack. He started again in last place. The 2 Ferraris leading the race. Massa was in front, with Raikkonen just behind him. Then, the 2 Ferraris quickly changed places, and Raikkonen won. But where was Hamilton? He only finished in 7th place, so Kimi Räikkönen won the Drivers' World Championship. It was another success for Ferrari in a long line of victories, and there are sure to be many more of them in the future. Kimi Räikkönen, the world champion.